Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with Cullen Steele in studio at 540. Steve Geller will join us for our triple option feature. 520, Brad Evans from BetMGM tonight will join us. We'll preview the college football playoff games and also the NFL action this coming weekend. And again, repeating, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, former star running back at Catholic High in Baton Rouge and with the Tigers. First-round pick of the Chiefs back in 2020. He was released recently, and the Saints have signed him, and he starts out on the Saints practice squad. And that kind of tells you a little bit about, I think it'll be a while before we see Alvin Kamara back in the lineup if he comes back this year. Again, with that groin injury, depending on just how severe it is, we'll get a little bit more information tomorrow when they come out with the first reports. Last night, it made official, but you could see the tsunami sort of breaking in the water, headed toward land. The Falcons made it official. They have they benched Kirk Cousins, the veteran quarterback, and they're going to go the rest of the year with their first-round pick, Michael Penix, a former University of Washington quarterback. And very few times you'll see an NFL owner go to an individual drill and work out in the offseason. Arthur Blank was on that plane with Terry Fontenot and the whole crew from the Falcons to work out Michael Penix in Washington. And from people that were around, the comment was, Mr. Blank said, that's who I want to pick. I want him for the future. And I think they felt as though they were a quarterback away from winning the NFC South.
I agree.
The last couple years, they were going to get Kirk Cousins and figure out what they were going to do next year, but they wanted to win the division this year.
I mean,
and you know what?
Yeah.
They may still be a quarterback away from winning it.
I mean, they're what? A game behind? an ugly game behind, but a game behind.
But look at the schedule. The Bucs got to play. I mean, it ain't the toughest schedule in the world. So the Falcons would have to sort of win it out completely. And we'll just see how. I think Penix will do a fine job there. He's a very mature young man. Got to know him when he was at the Manning Passing Academy. And the adversity he's been through. He's been scuffed in life.
That isn't
both
an issue,
knees,
though.
Both knees worked on. He's a Tampa guy that goes to Indiana, has the injuries.
He's up in Washington.
And then goes to Washington. And then, man, ends up being a first-round pick. Great year for the Huskies last year. So this is what I think will eventually happen with Cousins. He's got a no-trade clause, so he is in a very similar situation to Derek Carr. He can tell you, I don't want to go anywhere. Cut me loose. So I think what will happen, he'll be released in March with a post-June 1st designation.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll make $27.5 million next year with the Falcons, probably not taking a snap. He's made $62.5 million this year. And so that means for a partial one season, he will have made $90 million.
And it's like, we talked about this off the air, and it's I've had the sentiment, okay? Best case scenario, Penix goes out, he wins it for them, he wins out, he gets them the title, or even just like gets them back to 500 or something like that. Regardless, it still looks bad that you invested so much in Kirk Cousins, because if Cousins' time is done in Atlanta, you paid him 90-something mil for 10 starts. You paid him 90 mil for 10 games.
That's what you call a mistake, Cullen.
I feel like that's a
mistake.
That's a robbery.
And, you know, we didn't see this coming with Kirk. We had seen him play bad games. But never a stretch like this.
He looked rocky at the start, but it was all injury and getting settled into a new system.
But he still looks like almost he's a statue in the pocket.
Yeah.
And I think all of that is affecting his overall game. And guess what? There'll be a couple of three or four teams when he gets released that'll want to sign him.
100%.
Because of his resume. And, you know, when you're coming off that Achilles, normally it's over a year before you get back full mobility and everything else. Man, Kirk Cousins has made a ton of money in this world. He's going to bank another big paycheck from someone.
Okay, but if he lands somewhere, is he a very quality high developed backup, or will he be a starter?
Man, I ain't going nowhere to be no backup. I'm going somewhere where I can be a starter.
So where will that be?
Cullen, just look across the NFL. They probably got 15 teams really looking to upgrade the quarterback position. How many guys from the college ranks will be able to fill that mold? Now, Sam Darnold might fill you a spot for what he's done in Minnesota. A lot of people in Minnesota have said there have not been any kind of real substantive talks with Sam. They've used the first-round pick on J.J. McCarthy. They do have Daniel Jones waiting in the wings.
Okay.
So, man, they got a lot of stuff working there. But other than Sam, where else? And that's where Kurt could bank
Cleveland,
in another money shot.
The Titans, like, you're not going to get a good – you're not going to get a QB. And there are teams that are a QB away, or they believe they are, or they're close to that.
Well, Atlanta thought that.
But, I mean, I think they are. I think they are. You think they are. Like, they're a QB away.
I think the one thing with them, when you made that decision, because I think the scouting department really would have leaned toward Liatu, the defensive end from UCLA, because they needed another pass rusher. But, you know, I think once the boss said, hey, I want a guy for the future, and that's my guy, because I saw what happened in Atlanta when Michael Vick left. I saw what happened. They didn't plan for that and what happened afterwards, and we still a quarterback away. So he got him a very, very expensive bridge guy to take him to Penix.
People's issue, as well as my own, with this move isn't, and as a Saints fan, I love it, but as an NFL fan, the issue isn't the way you did it. It's how much you paid. It's how much you gave up for this bridge guy. Is he a better bridge guy than other bridge guys? Absolutely.
Well, you'd have been better off with Darnold, but you didn't know that.
You didn't know any of that. I didn't
now,
know that.
I will give a lot of credit here to Kevin O'Connell, the coach with the Vikings. He is really a quarterback whisperer. He does a nice job in teaching and learning quarterbacks the position. And Sam was always put in a position where he got to be the guy. Okay, he was like that with the Jets. He was like that with Carolina. I didn't think they had people around him that was really helping him develop his overall skills. So he signs with San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark Schlereth made the comment late last year. He said, Mike, I'm telling you, they got a guy in Sam Darnold that I think is ready. Kyle Shanahan is saying that guy could really be a good starting quarterback in the NFL. But they dealing with Brock Purdy, so he's got to leave. signs with the Vikings in a sort of prove-it deal because you didn't know something would happen to J.J. McCarthy with the injury.
Yeah.
And really with J.J., he wasn't in a system that threw the football a lot at Michigan anyway. He's proved it. He's proved it, and he's going to bank in a big payday offseason.
The second you said that he's a quarterback whisperer, I hearken back to Josh Dobbs last year and what he did in Minnesota against us, against others, in such a short amount of time. I think Darnold will be, to me, the top guy that you'll look towards in the market this year. I don't think it'll be Cousins. He'll be up there, but it's got to be Darnold.
Yeah, and because would you look at the draft, you know, Shedeur Sanders, Cam Ward.
And there will be teams that will chase those.
But those two guys are going to go with the first two picks.
That's what I'm saying. It's like
he's not my number one. Travis Hunter is kind of eons above them if you put it on a rating board.
Yeah.
But, hey, one thing Hebert was right about, he told me years ago, Mike, all those rating stuff's great other than that quarterback. The quarterback position trumps everything. He's absolutely 2,000% right on it.
Not this year.
But I think in that spot, the first two picks will probably end up being Sanders and Ward.
And there will be teams in the 10 range around us, possibly, you know, with the likes of the Jets, if Rodgers isn't the answer, which maybe he shouldn't be. The Browns, you've got, you know, Tennessee. There will be teams that will look, because they're not going to get a quarterback that late into the draft, or they're not going to get a good one.
Yeah. Because I looked at Will Levis, and he reminded me a little bit of Sam Darnold in that I think he needs someone to kind of groom him to sit and watch and learn how to play the quarterback position at the professional level. It's different than high school and college. You got to learn it differently. And I think that with him going to the Titans, he ain't winning nothing there. He's not going to do anything there. He's going to be a major disappointment. If he goes with the right team, right coach, he could be just like Sam Darnold. Just like him.
So then, if Levis is the guy, which they just benched him earlier today, I would absolutely assume they chase.
Come on, they're not going to go with Mason Rudolph for too much longer.
No, I mean, they're starting him this week, but I mean, they're.
But you got no choice at this stage because Will, to me, seems to be bewildered.
Or Cousins.
At the starting quarterback position.
No.
We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870. We'll be joined by Brad Evans from BetMGM tonight, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettillo along with Cullen Steele. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports BetQL Insider, Brad Evans. BetQL Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to the BetMGM Tonight podcast for more analysis. Just search BetMGM Tonight wherever you find your podcast. Brad, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Hola, amigos. Thanks for having me back.
Thank you, Brad. Man, right off the bat, I'm going to hit the Thursday night game. I wasn't surprised. I was shocked how Tampa Bay really took it to the Chargers. And, yeah. Man, that was an offensive firepower show for Baker Mayfield and the Bucks. Now the Chargers got to swing it quickly, and they go play Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos. And, man, it's not the most picture-perfect way to win, but, man, the Broncos find a way to win. And they're doing it differently than how Coach Payton won here with offense. They're doing it with defense. And Bo Nix, yeah, he's going to make some mistakes, but he's also going to make some big plays with a no-name receiving core, no-name tight end group, solid runners. But, man, it is working for Sean in Denver.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, Adam Troutman, one of those no-name tight ends, found the end zone last week, for example. I mean, Cortland Sutton has really elevated his game, former SMU product. He's really kind of turned into a true blue number one wide receiver for this franchise. But you mentioned the missteps that Bo Nix has had here on occasion. 5 total INTs the last couple of games, and you're 100% right. Man, the Broncos, they have been winning, to say the least, when it comes to playing defense. Number one in the NFL last 5 weeks, EPA per play defense. In this game, honestly, I like the Broncos close to 2.5. I think a little action there on the money line, I think they could take this straight up. Was just playing elite football right now for the most part because of that outstanding defense. Herbert's not 100% with that dinged up ankle injury. His wide receiver core, Ladd McConkey, is back and healthy, which is enormous for that group. Quentin Johnson, we'll see if he'll catch everything that is thrown in his general direction, really dealing with a case of dropsies for much of the season. But they can't run the ball effectively. We know J.K. Dobbins. Gus Edwards, I think Kamani Vidal should get some more touches in this game. And you look at that defense, it's completely come unraveled. Number 25 EPA per play D the last 5 weeks. So I like the Broncos. I think they're just more balanced across the board right now. And Bo Nix, I believe, gentlemen, in this team. And one, if they punch their postseason ticket here in short order, could be a force to reckon with in the second season. Don't sleep on Denver.
In the Gasparilla Bowl, Tulane Greenway play Florida Gators. And if you'd have told me midseason, Florida's going to be 7-5, and they kind of sweep it toward the end, I'd have said, man, something's wrong with you. I mean, they hadn't really played well. Coach Napier was in a lot of trouble there. And, man, they got it all together. DJ Lagway comes back from the injury. I think he was a big catalyst to that. And they got that three-headed monster running the football. And then how it's kind of fallen apart for Tulane the last couple games. They've gotten away from running the ball, stopping the run. This is a big test for John Summerall and Tulane Green Wave.
Yeah, it is. And the spread's really come down this game. Up at 14.5 at BetMGM. It sliced a full 3 points off that line, down to 11.5. So a lot of people placing some action on the Green Wave, and they could be a tidal wave of sorts in this game. I kind of like them. I think it's too many points still at the 11.5. I think they're going to keep it within single figures when it's all said and done. And again, the EPA data really plays that out. Tulane's got motivations. Both teams are dealing with some opt-outs. Really, everybody is right now. That's the downside. A lot of these bowl games that are relatively meaningless to the general population. But you look at Tulane, top 40 in the country, EPA per play offense and defense. I think they're going to hold their own against a somewhat mediocre Florida team, one that I think is lucky to be in a bowl game. And you will wonder, like, what are the motivations for the Florida Gators overall? A team that also borderline top 40 EPA per play offense and defense. So, put all together, again, I think Tulane is going to play more inspired football than the Gators. So 11.5 points in an exhibition game in this bowl, I think it's the side to go with. So I'm taking Tulane, baby, plus the 11.5.
All righty. Notre Dame, Indiana, the battle of Indiana teams here. But the Irish, 7-point favorites over Indiana. That was a real shocker team this year. I think Indiana would certainly be up there with Arizona State as the two teams you didn't think would be get this far into the playoff system. But your thoughts on Notre Dame and Indiana?
Yeah, Notre Dame, I think, is a legitimate dark horse to win the whole shebang. They're 8-1 right now to hoist the hardware in the end. And, they've got a gauntlet there in that southern half of the bracket of the college football playoff. Indiana's not going to be slept on. Singetti has really done a tremendous job offensively for this team. Rourke is a guy that's really fired on all cylinders offensively at the quarterback position. They got weapons galore, and defensively, they're no slouches as well. They're top 20 in the country, EPA offense and EPA defense. But I think Notre Dame's defense will be the difference in this one. That linebacker core is probably the best in the nation, at least in the conversation, for that esteemed honor. And I think they're just going to wear them down. This isn't going to be a case of, like, Northern Illinois revisited, which, a lot of people still think that it's going to haunt Notre Dame in some form or fashion. They're extremely motivated, well-coached right now, playing exceptional football, and I just think they're the better squad talent-wise overall. So in the battle for the Hoosier State, I think Notre Dame at home, touchdown Jesus there in the background, they're going to, do their dirty work and get it done because of that extraordinary, unforgiving defense. So I'm going to lay the chalk with them, and I'm also going to get a little sprinkle on the action for them to win the whole enchilada, boys.
I don't know what the weather's going to be, but I assume it's going to be bad. Tennessee, Ohio State, because I got question marks for both teams. One, can Ryan Day get his team ready in this type of atmosphere after the shellacking he took against Michigan? With Tennessee, I think they'll be ready to play, but which Nico is going to show up at quarterback? Your thoughts, Tennessee, Ohio State.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Vols here. I'm not taking them necessarily straight up, but I like them plus the points. I think there are going to be probably like 40% of the people in the shoe wearing, that off orange of Tennessee in this game. And I think there's going to be Ohio State fans that are going to be pulling for the Volunteers because they want Ryan Day out of there right now because they've already lost their Super Bowl in their own mind and that to the Michigan Wolverines. And Ryan Day 1-4 in his coaching tenure at the Ohio State and trying to take down the arch rivals. So they've won him on a one-way ticket out of Columbus. I think Tennessee's defense is exceptional. You could argue it's right there. It's a 1A, 1B, with 1A being Tennessee, 1B being Notre Dame, and the teams currently vying for the national title. They're just phenomenal and unrelenting, and I think that's going to be a difference maker in this game. I don't trust Ohio State right now. I don't trust the motivations of that team, and I don't necessarily think the fan base is going to be pulling for their own home squad because, again, they want Ryan Day immediately given a pink slip, and they would love to see That happened promptly after an L. If they catch it against the Tennessee Volunteers.
Now, Brad, on Saturday as well, if you aren't interested in college football, there's a couple NFL games going on. I guess these guys are giving them some extra time as they've got the Christmas Day games on Wednesday. We've got the Texans and the Chiefs. I feel like we all know who probably is going to win that game. Doesn't really matter how. They'll just do it anyway. But really, I'm looking at the afternoon one. Steelers-Ravens. What are you seeing over there?
Yeah, I mean, the Ravens have all kinds of issues in that secondary. You know, that has been their bugaboo the entire season. You know, their bottom 10 EPA per play defense, and it's all because of the back end. You know, up front, they got a formidable defensive line. They can really bottle up the run, and that 1-2 punch, Najee Harris and Jalen Warren. But, you know, without George Pickens, at least it's looking like he's not going to be able to play with a grade 2 hamstring strain. You know, Pat Freiermuth, has really got to step up in this game. A guy that's caught a touchdown in back-to-back efforts and maybe get, out of left field performance from a Calvin Austin or one of the other wide receivers to step up, show up, and show out. You know, the Steelers are catching 6 in this game. It is a rivalry. The defense is playing well, number 11 in EPA per play D for the last 5 weeks. I know Lamar Jackson had 5 touchdowns through the air last week. Derrick Henry didn't really have to do hardly anything because the game got out of hand. Well south of 100 yards, didn't find the end zone. In fact, he hasn't scored a touchdown in 3 consecutive weeks, believe it or not. So I think it's going to be closer than what the spread is suggesting. So I'm going to go with the Steelers plus the 6. I think the Ravens will win, but maybe by a Justin Tucker boot. He's been on the struggle bus. Legendary kicker, but going through a few demons right now in his own head as he's missed PATs, missed some surefire field goals that historically were automatic for him. So I like Pittsburgh quite a lot, plus the 6, even on the road.
I do TV with Rich Marty every Tuesday at noontime, him and I and Bob Hebert. And Rich Marty, you know, he played for Penn State, man, and he loves the Penn State Nittany Lions. He's like, Mike, you better get me away from a bridge if they lose this game to SMU. So your thoughts, Penn State, SMU, and man, we're talking about big game situations. One, I was impressed when they played Oregon. Man, listen, they got in the ring with Oregon and really gave them a hell of a game. But now Franklin's got to win this game against SMU. Because if you look how it's set, Brad, if he wins here, then he catches Boise State. Bang, he's right there with a chance, a legitimate shot to get himself into the national championship game.
Yeah, you're exactly right. They got a hell of a draw. And, you know, I think weather could play a factor. SMU going north on the Mason-Dixon line. Could be some chilly conditions there. So a team that's got to be able to play in that kind of, environmental atmosphere overall, 100,000 pack fans, full throat there at Beaver Stadium. You know, I mentioned the outstanding defense of Tennessee and Notre Dame. Penn State's right there with them, and the data really backs that up. They're number 10 in the country, EPA per play defense on the year, and there are really no weaknesses on the overall resume. I mean, if there's anything that's somewhat suboptimal, it's a rushing attack and their offensive success rate. But you look at SMU defensively, they just don't match Penn State eye for an eye there. And they're number 78 in the country in rush defense success rate. So, and offensively, that success rate on the ground, not the greatest. So, you don't have a lot of balance, especially on the offensive end. You can't really stretch out this Penn State defense. With the ground game and take your shots down the field, they'll just stack a line and wreak havoc or sit back in coverage and play man-on-man and still wreak havoc. So Penn State, far and away, the better team, better constructed squad overall. I'll lay the chalk with them, man. I think they're going to win. I think they're win by double figures. It's been a hell of a ride there for SMU, but you're right. Penn State's got to win this week, probably going to win next week, and they're going to be right there for a shot at a national title.
Monday night, Saints-Packers. When we did Monday night show at the Silver Slipper, I saw the line was set at 13.5. I think it's going up to 14 now. Man, that's a lot of points in an NFL game. Saints-Packers, and you know we know that most likely Spencer Rattler is going to be the starting quarterback for the Saints. But I think what's got this line so high, too, is your last impressions of what you saw Green Bay demolish Seattle. The only time Seattle was really in the game is when they kicked it off. Other than that, Green Bay dominated that game from start to finish.
Yeah, they did. And, I mean, they're laying 14.5 in this game. It's crazy. You rarely see that kind of line. And we saw a massive line last week with the Ravens and the Giants. And people were like, oh, man, there's no way Baltimore's going to be able to cover that. Well, they did. And and I think it's going to be a similar scenario here for Green Bay. Saints going through the motions. You guys know it. The fact that they're 5-9, I think, is kind of a miracle of sorts. And, yeah, they were right there with the Bitter End last week, and that was unexpected. But Green Bay is a juggernaut right now. Defensively, they were outstanding in the Great Northwest against the Seattle Seahawks. Offensively, we know what Jordan Love is capable of, but it's all about Josh Jacobs. Cold weather game, you're at Lambeau Field. That guy gets downhill, and he just demoralizes you again and again and again. And the Saints have had their struggles defending the run. So I'm going to lay the chalk here. I'm not worried about the hook. I think Green Bay can win this by 20 or more, sadly, for the fleur-de-lis.
Brad, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Man, always love your energy and insights, buddy. Thanks so much for joining me.
Muchas gracias, amigos. Have a good one.
Thank you so much. Brad Evans, the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports BetQL Insider. BetQL Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. We come back, triple option, right here on the Big 870 WWL. Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTillo along with Cullen Steele, joined by Steve Gellers, our triple option feature. Steve, you go first.
Well, guys, I wanted to go into the QB carousel that's going on just for Week 16. We know, we heard in the Sports Flash, obviously, Falcons are going with Michael Penix Jr. over Kirk Cousins. The Cleveland Browns have decided to sit Jameis Winston and go in with Dorian Thompson-Robinson. The New York Giants going back to Drew Lock after they had gone to Tommy DeVito. And the Titans are sitting Will Levis for Mason Rudolph. Still up in the air with Kansas City's Patrick Mahomes, but he was a full go at practice today, so it's looking like he'll be okay. But if not, Carson Wentz would get a start there. The Raiders are holding out hope Aiden O'Connell could be back this week after they started Desmond Ridder on Monday Night Football. And we know here the Saints started Jake Haener this last game, and it's sure looking like Spencer Rattler would be the starting quarterback on Monday if Derek Carr is unable to go. And I don't think we're going to see Carr coming out the garage anytime soon.
I agree with you. Cullen?
All right, guys. The bottom of the barrel this year is a lot more packed than it was last year. So we're looking at the draft order as it stands right now. We're 10, and ahead of us is, in order, Raiders, Giants, Patriots, Jaguars, Panthers, Titans, Browns, Jets, Bears.
Oof.
Who will be picking in the top 10 again next year? Because I feel like there will be a lot of them.
I think you can kind of read that same list off, and most of them will be right back.
Definitely
there.
Put those New York teams, man.
You think about the Commanders, okay? What got them out of there was they hit with Jaden. That was goal to hit with Jaden. But this was a team that won 4 games last year, and they win 9 this year. And the season's not over yet. That's what a talented young quarterback can do to your roster.
Chargers. Jim Harbaugh.
And Harbaugh, he had the quarterback in place already. They needed the coach.
Yeah.
He needs a few more pieces, certainly at wide receiver. I think he'll have to redo his defense after this year up front because I think they'll make some tough decisions financially. But I know one thing with Jim, they're going to win.
So then on the other hand, who is getting out of that? Who is making it out of the top 10 next year? And I know everyone's probably just going to say Bears. They get that coach and everything hopefully falls in place.
Right.
But I'm hesitant to say that as well, and I just don't.
I would be hesitant.
I don't know. I don't know if anyone crawls out of that. Maybe the Patriots may as well
no,
really good.
No Patriots.
I don't know if anyone's going to make the leap that we saw with the Commanders, the leap that we've seen with the Chargers.
What we saw a year ago with the Texans. C.J.
Well.
Stroud.
I don't know if we're going to see that again.
That key, like you were just saying, that young QB Stroud and Jaden Daniels helped turn that franchise around. Who's going to strike gold in the NFL draft? I don't know if there is a quarterback this year that could really turn a franchise another way.
I don't see one this year that you can immediately put the jumper cables on the battery and it'll crank up. I was thinking about this driving in. All the former Chiefs players that are now in the Saints. And, you know, when got the news about Clyde, okay, and he's on the practice squad today, but you think about it, in the offseason they signed Willie Gay, was with the Chiefs, a draft choice of theirs. Tyrann Mathieu, who was with the Cardinals and then went to Kansas City with the Saints. Colin Saunders, a defensive tackle. He was a guy drafted by the Chiefs. Now he's with the Saints. Now, Tano Passano was with Kansas City. He's in that window to come back on the squad. Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Okay, he kind of hit the gambit. Green Bay, Kansas City, Buffalo, Saints. But he did play in Kansas City. The one guy I had to go back and look, Ugo Amadi was there.
Really?
And so that means they got seven guys that were formerly with the Chiefs, either on the Saints' regular season roster or on their practice squad.
Winning pedigree with those players.
Well, you can't beat them, have all of them got a ring. Or two, like Clyde, and he got two in a national championship ring. He got three rings out the deal, but two in Kansas City.
Right.
Same thing with Willie.
No, it's nice. They show him off in the locker room and be like, come on, guys. Come on.
And then put it away before somebody rips it off. We'll be back to finish it off here on Sports Talk right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Finishing up here in hour number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870. Steve, tell us what you got from 6 to 8.
6 o'clock hour, we're getting to some of that Green Bay Packers talk with the beat reporter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. That's Tom Silverstein. And then at 7 o'clock hour, more on the black and gold sign in Hilaire with Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak. Also talking about prepping for Monday Night Football. It'll be a chilly one, but not too bad for the black and gold.
We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this news break.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.